We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Riley, excuse me, Pottawatomie County, not Riley. I'm sorry about that. There's rivalries here between Pottawatomie County and Riley County sometimes. We've got a government official.
I've never seen such an ambivalent display of dismay.
County Administrator Robert Reese is in the studio, along with Emergency Manager Chris Trudeau, Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes, EMS Director Hal Bumgarner. I knew I was going to make that Freudian slip here today, but I was trying not to.
Oh, we need to start having a camera in the studio for these moments. You know, Chris just imaginarily just, I'm not so sure who he didn't shoot in that room with his air gun. remind me never buy Nerf guns for the studio.
That's the act of violence training. Yeah, there it is.
Well, continuing on here, we did talk a little bit about facilities here with the EMS and fire. I wanted to also bring Chris on here because I understand there's a new office for you guys as well.
Yes, we moved to relocated from Westmoreland to Wamego. We're at 406 C Miller Drive. That's the same building that EMS is located in. There was a fourth bay in that building that we converted into office space, and so that's where, if you need us, the phone numbers haven't changed, but the address has.
Okay, and that that be like, let's say there's a disaster, is that kind of going to be your headquarters?
Yes, that's also where our county training room and our emergency operations center is located. So we'll just walk out of one door into the EOC. We can stand it up quickly, very quickly now, and go to work.
All right. Well, God forbid we have to go through any one of those, but I understand you did just recently complete an exercise here with about a levee over top.
Yes, that was in conjunction with the Corps, Army Corps of Engineers, City of Manhattan, Riley County, Pottawatomie County. We'd done a silver jacket project on this in conjunction with those people. So we finally did a tabletop exercise on that. Very well attended, 80, 90 people were there. We replicated the 93 flood with a little bit more rain, which we were really close to in 93 in reality, that overtops the levee in the city limits of Manhattan, and the effects that would have on both sides of the river if that happened. And it went very well. I learned a lot.
Yeah, you know, and we're getting further and further away from when that flood happened. And I don't know, maybe someone, the younger generation, doesn't really understand just the magnitude of what that situation entailed here, but how helpful will this be, do you think, going forward if we do have a major event like that?
It helps us in our preparation of how we're going to warn the public, how we're going to do evacuations, our evacuation routes. It goes on and on. A flood is a horrible event because of the longevity of it. I mean, after the waters go down, then you've got the mess. And it's one of the worst ones to fight. Not to mention the economic impact that it has on a community when that does happen. So Pottawatomie County sat at one table, and through our zoning and our public works, there's a lot of things that have changed since 1993. A lot of things have stayed the same, but in reality it would be another horrible event to have to go through. And Mother Nature repeats itself, so we'll probably have to do it someday.
Yeah, hopefully not anytime soon here, but what specifically has changed since that time? It's been, what, 25 years ago?
We have a lot more people on the Pottawatomie side. We have a lot more business growth with the Menards, the Walmarts, those businesses. Our pump stations have changed that now we would almost instantly have 400 homes without sewer. And that doesn't even get into the Manhattan or the Riley County side when it comes over that levee into the city limits, the mess they would have.
Hmm. How does an exercise like this impact you guys in the fire and EMS sector? Or would it? I don't know.
Well, same thing, you know, as what Chris was saying, our planning, you know, how we're going to manage things. You know, we do have a fire station, Blue Township. They're stationed there in Scotty Lane. could possibly be affected if something like this were to happen. So, you know, planning on what we're going to do, how we're going to move resources. You know, we rely on the city of Manhattan for auto aid to that area. So, you know, if this happens, then the Blue River Bridge will be unusable because it will be underwater. So, you know, now what are we going to do? Where's our aid going to come from if we have fires or anything in that area? So, you know, I think it was a great exercise. You know, we talked about staging areas and resources, and, you know, Riley County, City of Manhattan is going to be using the same resources we're going to be using. So how are we going to work together to make sure that everybody gets what they need and all of the citizens of both counties and the city get taken care of?
Yeah, it's more the same for us as well. We'd have to stage and plan for, you know, limited access points and where our best response areas would be and the best response times that we could get out of that.
Gotcha. Well, we go from floods. I'm going to transition here a little bit to spring burning season. And I know Jared's brought some information here about that. It won't be too long before we're talking about that because spring will be here hopefully before you know it. But tell us a little more about that.
You know, it seems every year that the burning starts earlier and earlier. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we've already had a pretty good grass fire out at Pot 2. So, you know, the thing I really want to bring up is, you know, last year it was so dry and so many people did not burn. In 2016, in Pottawatomie County alone, we burned 89,000 acres. And then in 2017, Pottawatomie County, we burned 125,000 acres. And in 18, we only did 39,000. And I think that that's important for people to know because, you know, if the weather holds, if we keep getting moisture, I foresee that we're going to have another big year like 2017 with lots of burning going on, and that creates a lot of smoke. You know, we've seen those days where the air's heavy, the smoke sets into the city of Manhattan, and you know, Wamego, Westmoreland, all the towns in Pottawatomie County as well. And for people who that smoke bothers, then they need to make sure they take care of themselves, keep their windows closed, stay indoors, do things that they need to help prevent any illness or anything from that smoke.
All right. We'll come back to that here in a second. I understand we have a phone call here. So, good morning. You are on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus. Good morning.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Speaking of smoke, I'm glad we have prevailing winds from the west because that place called Jeffrey up there, if they think there's nothing coming out of there, just look at the cloud that catches over there on the east side of there, like it does out in Vegas in the valley. Anyway, talking about the water and the flood, you know, the Native Americans were very, very intelligent, and we should have followed their path. They hunted in the valleys and lived in the hills. We do just the opposite. We live in a flood zone. And it's happened up in Rapid City, South Dakota, and a friend of mine was the mayor, made a pretty profound statement. He said, you don't sleep in a flood zone. Oh, that's very intelligent. Otherwise, if we would start building up in the hills, we're building all along the rivers, we're building along Wildcat Creek, we've approved the zoning for the last 30 years. It's called planning. Well, we plan to be flooded. And it is not going to change, and you're not going to change Mother Nature. And if you think we're going to have another 9-inch rain, let's talk about some waterfront property in Phoenix. Anyway, think about those, and let's start building in the hills. And that bridge you're talking about over the River Kwai, well, it's the Blue River. One of the commissioners thought it was the Kwai. Anyway, that bridge is not going to be for 10 years. So we might as well quit talking about it because when it's all said and done, there's going to be more said than done. Have a great week, and hope we don't have any more snow. I hope the snow keeps up, then it won't come down.
All right. Thank you for that call here. Yeah, I mean, what do you do at this point here? We've already built on the floodplain. There's not a whole lot you can really change at this point, can you?
You plan and prepare.
Yeah.
That's all
right.
We can do.
Yeah. Well, going back to the spring burning season here, you mentioned potential for a large burning season here. If it's dry here, we're probably not going to see that as much. But obviously there's a big need right now for the ag producers to get that done.
That's right. You know, burning in the Flint Hills is what keeps the Flint Hills the Flint Hills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've worked with Kansas State University. We've worked with the Kansas Forest Service. And, you know, the Kansas Forest Service case, they have put out a great pamphlet on how to keep your home safe and things like that, you know, in Kansas. Make sure you have your defensible zones, you know, in case wildfire comes through. But, you know, it really just depends on the weather as far as how much burning will go on. I try to talk with the producers, the large producers in Pottawatomie County, and find out what their thinking is, you know, come February, March, and if they're going to burn. But, you know, a lot of them like to burn every year, and many of them didn't get a burn last year. And so, you know, if the weather holds, I foresee a lot of burning this year.
Yeah. Well, and when will spring burning permits be available?
You know, we have a burn permit process in Pottawatomie County, and those permits are good for 5 years. And so anybody can get a permit to burn. You know, there's a lot of restrictions through KDHE with burning and what can be burned, and really it's mainly natural vegetation that can be burned. And all they have to do is go to pottcounty.org, and under fire they can fill out an online burn permit, and we'll get that processed and sent to them if they're wanting to burn. But they have to have a burn permit, and before each burn, they have to call into the sheriff's department, let them know they're burning. And, you know, that's very important because it prevents other people from calling in columns of smoke, and then our fire departments, you know, wasting resources and energy running out to check on something that's really a controlled burn. So it's important that they call it in. Also, we look at the weather every day during burn season, and we'll put burn bans on if the weather's not going to cooperate, you know, with burning that day.
Yeah, I don't know if this is something you can answer or not here, but I'd heard maybe speculation about maybe at some point having a second burn season in Kansas. Is that something that's being discussed?
You know, they talk about it quite a bit. I think there's some research going on with that. You know, I've heard that the Sericea responds better to fall burning. But, you know, I think it's really about why people burn. People burn for different reasons. The producers, you know, they want that good protein in that freshly, or that grass that comes out of the freshly burned burned areas, you know, and that gets a lot more protein for their cattle, which makes better weight. So, you know, it all depends on why.
All right. We are out of time here. Thank you guys so much for being here. Robert Reese, Chris Trudeau, Jared Barnes, Hal Bumgarner joining us here today on In Focus. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it here, Dave, for us today on In Focus.
All right, Brandon Peebles, thank you very much. Rest of the talk show lineup for today includes the Clark Howard Show coming up after CBS News. And that will be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show from 11 to 2, Dan Patrick, and then the game this afternoon from 4 to 6. More pontificating over the future of Bill Snyder and the K-State football program. Tomorrow on In Focus, we'll have guests from some area schools. USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board of Education member Dave Colburn to join us. Also, Brady Burton from 384.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News.